Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. It's WrestleMania Backlash time. Time to dive into our predictions. It's, of course, happening tomorrow, Sunday. So we'll be doing our live reactions right here on the YouTube. And, of course, heading over to the Twitch for our recap afterwards.
Correct.
But, of course, I'm on the road to Ultimo. I've got to successfully defend these titles.
There you go.
I got to successfully defend AEW at Double or Nothing, and then it's just
the IWGP Heavyweight
New
Championship
Japan Dominion.
Oh man, look
looking
at that!
For all, if I'm able to successfully,
then you have to win this off me, which isn't.
That's happen. Nothing. That's like
no, this matters. This matters.
Silly, fakey toy.
Real like title. How I
championship
miss you.
Gold is what I'm at.
Look at that! It still looks all shined up from when I actually buffed it. That's look true. At that!
Oh, and yeah, you did a hell of a job buffing this.
It looks
hey,
great.
Absolutely. You see, when you, oh shit!
No
well, it's okay.
It
well, hold I'll on. Yeah. Yeah, you don't have your two-week cook yet, so yeah,
I want to wipe that down. Yeah, you can still transmit if you're vaccinated.
No anyway, problem. Yeah. When anyway, that thing comes in, it's getting Lysol.
Well, you're vaccinated, though, so we're all back. It doesn't matter. You're vaccinated. Look, it's me and Larson on that news brief back in March of 2020.
I don't remember that because that was horrible.
Oh, man.
That's pretty much how it was, though. Yes, it was.
It was not. That's an exaggeration. Let's just dive into this.
Barely. Before we get into this, let's talk about confidence points. Of course, we employ confidence points here at Going In Raw for our predictions. So to explain them for a bit, for example, 6 matches announced for WrestleMania Backlash. The match you're most confident in, you give 6 confidence points. Match you're least confident in, you give 1, so on and so forth. Till every match has a numerical value attached to it. You get your pick right, you get those points. Whoever has most points at the end is the winner and gets the belt.
Makes sense to me, man.
Correct.
Right, let's kick things off. First match here, Damian Priest versus The Miz in a lumberjack match. Enforcer, who do you got?
Okay, this is the one where I was talking to you guys earlier about a shakeup that possibly new rumors suggest Raw's getting a shakeup of a bit. Okay, so this is one where either it's going to be Priest and they're going to shoot him up to the moon, or this is going to continue. We're not sure what to do with him yet. Keep him in another month of a Miz hell. That's exactly. But I have such little confidence in this. I'm going with Priest with 1 confidence.
What?
Because I could honestly see Miz somehow continuing this on, absolutely, for 1 more month just to stretch this out, because we're not sure what to do.
I sure hope not, but
man,
I hope not. And I don't think I have Damian Priest with 4 confidence points. I have a lot of confidence in Damian Priest. The only reason why I don't have more here is because I do think this is the most lopsided feud of them all. And I just think that there's no way the top two, the top men's and top women's champion on SmackDown, I have more confidence in them pulling out their wins than Priest here because of what you said. You know, it's always possible, I guess, with Morrison there, they might, but I just don't think that they're going to have Priest
match.
They had Priest eat a couple of pins like a while ago, but I just don't think they're going to do that anymore. I think with him, they're going to shoot him to the moon. So I got Priest with four confidence.
I too have Priest with four. Another thing to consider is they're planting the seeds for a Miz and Morrison breakup. They'll advance this while also getting Damian Priest that W. Now, whether they start elevating him up to the main event or not, I think secondary to him getting this W here. I got four confidence points. Damian Priest.
I could completely believe that, absolutely, but I just somehow could see Miz squeaking away with some, not a pin, but somehow just some win where there's some jacks, hold him in there for a count out or something like that. Something squirrely. That's why I just don't have the confidence you guys have in it.
There you go. Next, Rhea Ripley versus Asuka versus Charlotte Flair for the Raw Women's Championship. Larson, who do you have?
So I got going on a limb at some point here. It's not going to be here, though. I got Rhea Ripley with three confidence points. She's pinned Asuka twice. As much as it pains me to say it, Asuka, sadly, I don't think has much of a chance to win this match. It bums me. Actually, she's pinned Asuka three times, hasn't she? Or just twice? Because they had a rematch right after WrestleMania. I don't remember if she pinned Asuka there or not. They've had three matches, and Rhea's pinned her at least twice. Anyways, it seems like Charlotte's about to get into a thing with Alexa Bliss. That's probably going to be not for the title. Not have the title involved there. So it leaves Rhea. Maybe they'll have Rhea pin Charlotte just to kind of tie up that loose end from WrestleMania last year. And they'll just move on. I'd be really surprised if Rhea doesn't win this. Rhea Ripley, three confidence points.
Wait, how many did you have on Priest?
Four.
We're on track to be exactly the same. But so you got to have a manic pick at some point. Go ahead. Enforcer, what do you think about this?
Much for the same reasons. I don't see them taking the belt off of Rhea Ripley right after she just won it. Flair, like you said, I believe she's going to be moving on here. Asuka's there. I could see either Asuka or, like you said, Flair taking that pin. Probably, sadly, I think it's probably going to be Asuka taking that pin. But, yeah, I have Rhea with three confidence points.
Yeah, same here. Rhea with three confidence points for all the reasons you just mentioned before me. So we can move on the Dirty Dogs versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio. I love this stat. Hasn't been a title change since the year 2017 when Jinder Mahal beat Randy Orton. I think this is going to be the lone title change this year. I've got Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio winning these to become father-son tag team champs with one confidence point.
Oh, only one, though.
Oh, one. Yeah, I've only got one confidence point because the others, they're all locks. All the other matches are locks.
All right. Who you got, Enforcer?
I would say much like this seems like a paint-by-numbers sort of thing. I mean, they floated first father-son to be tag champions. I'm going to go with that, but I have more confidence in this one than other ones. I have five on this one.
Whoa, wow. Yeah. Solid.
Yeah. I got the Mysterios as well, two confidence points. I probably would put more on it, except just in terms of stand tall math. We talked about this on the SmackDown recap. Steve, kind of feel like with Dolph taking these last two L's to Rey and Dom, if he eats a pin here at WrestleMania Backlash, then this could spell the end of the Dirty Dogs, especially if the Usos start tagging again. They'll be top heel tag team. And then you can go back to the highly memorable, highly influential Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler feud of a few years back when Bob Roode got called up to main roster. Just let's revisit that. It was
magical.
Yeah, let's
magical.
Do that. It was magical.
Oh, magical.
That's a good word.
Absolutely.
So wait, how many confidence points do you have?
Two on the Mysterios.
Okay, so the math is a little bit different there. Are you gonna say Drew McIntyre's gonna
Well, you'll
win?
Have to wait and see.
Whoa, no. Okay, fine. No spoilers here.
Wait and see.
Roman Reigns versus Cesaro is up next. The head of the table. Six confidence points. Of course he's going to win this. Of course. He just stacked Edge and Daniel Bryan, and they beat Daniel Bryan clean with no help. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Roman Reigns. Yeah, likewise, six as well, all for the same reasons. No way in hell. As much as my heart bleeds for Cesaro, ain't happening. Six.
Yeah, sadly not going to happen. next up for the SmackDown Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Bayley Enforcer. Who you got?
Much like for the same reason here that Rhea's going to win. They're not going to take the belt off of Bianca here for Bayley. Bayley's just going to be there, give a good quality, much like you said in WrestleJuice. If you haven't checked it out, go on and check it out. There's a new one for how Steve would book it. The strong 15-20 minute match. Bianca beats Bayley. Bayley gives it everything she's got. I've got Belair 4 confidence points.
I got Bianca with 5 confidence points for same. All those reasons. Yeah.
Yep, same. Bianca with 5. Totally winning. Finally, for the WWE Championship, you got the champion Bobby Lashley against Drew McIntyre against Braun Strowman. Who do you got, Steve?
I say Drew McIntyre is going to claymore Braun Strowman. Then he's going to eat a spear. And Bob Lashley's then going to pin maybe Braun Strowman or something like that. I don't know. Bob Lashley's going to win. I got 2 confidence points on that.
All right, Enforcer, who do you got?
Pain by numbers, man. Rinse and repeat, 2 confidence points. Lashley, yes, everyone's going to get their stuff in. It's going to be a halfway decent match where they're just going to three dudes just pounding on each other. Do not clip that. And, That's it.
Hell of a 2
confidence
there.
Point on Lashley, yeah.
That's a $5
finish, right?
Larson, let's hear it. Who you got? You got Braun? You got Drew? You got Drew, don't you? That's a good pick if you got Drew. Who you got? Tell me.
Oh, he's got Braun, man. He's got
I got Drew McIntyre, 1 confidence point.
That's good.
I'm just looking at the landscape
ahead
of us, and Raw it just has so many heels. Like, everybody is a heel on the top of the card. There's one, without a doubt, top baby face on Raw, and that is Drew McIntyre. Braun kind of occupies the space, this kind of tweener territory, but he's just Braun. He just goes out and destroys, so he's neither really face nor heel. You get, if Lashley wins, then his feud with Drew is done. So I guess he can feud with Braun, but then what's after that? It's too soon to do Damian Priest. Just looking forward to storytelling options. You got more options if Drew McIntyre wins. I'll be bummed out if Bob Lashley loses the belt and only has it for a matter of, 2 months, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it just seems like going forward, there's more options in terms of telling stories if Drew McIntyre is your champion. I got Drew McIntyre 1 confidence point.
Wow. Is the head of the table main event or is this main event?
I had a thought on that one.
I kind of feel like this does.
Yeah, I was thinking Roman he goes out there, and before he has that match with Cesaro, he says, look, even though you're fighting for the title, you ain't even close to the main event with me. I want to get out of here quick. First match, piece of shit out of real quick, and then bam, out he goes.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Makes an example of him right there.
Doesn't have to wait, yeah.
Yep.
I think, you know what, man? I think that – the point you made is a sound one. I think it's entirely possible that Drew McIntyre wins this. So we'll see what happens at WrestleMania Backlash.
Yep.
Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Give this video a thumbs up, and hopefully you'll join us on Sunday for WrestleMania Backlash live reactions and our recap afterwards on Twitch. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.